Let me drag you back to 1996 and the end of your playing career for Gloucester. But there was also another highlight at the end of that season, wasn't there? The county championship final.
Yeah, it was. Again, that was great because not the lads that played in that were, you know, like Noxie and Nelmer and boys from Lydney were involved and such like. And I think everybody saw it as their last hurrah. Gloucester weren't supporting the county team at the time, but because of we were all playing for the United then, we were given permission to go and play. I mean, I say given permission, it's difficult because it was amateur, but anyhow. And yeah, we had a great run, and then we made the final. The Stan was captain. We managed to pull off a win, which was great. Another great night, but yeah, really enjoyable. Because yeah. I've been involved with county setups right the way through, different parts and such like. But this was the one where, even though I didn't feel that it was a full county side, because none of the senior players were allowed to play in it, you know, with the Bristol boys or anything like that. But we all played in it, and it was great.
Yeah, and it was the last season in which county championship was played in its historic format.
In its original format, yeah, it was, yeah, yeah. And it was, obviously, Gloucestershire were a lot of pride. I know a lot of the players that played there were very proud of the fact that they could turn out for the county, and a very successful county as well. So, yeah, a lot of history involved.
Yeah. How much did you play for the county?
I don't know. I really don't know. And there was that season. There was the stuff earlier where, you know, I said I was on the bench for the Middlesex game and such. But I really don't know. It's I was just glad to have done it, but nothing really stayed in, because I was always looking forward to the next, and the next, where's the next game, where's the next tour, where's the next, you know, I was always looking forward to that.
I've got a list here of the honours boards over there. You might like to just have a browse through the years that you were playing.
Yeah.
To see what names stand out to you, if you could comment on some of those chaps you were playing with.
Yeah, first one straight away, looking at 83, 84, Sarge is at the top of the list. What a lovely man. What a lovely man. Most of the others...
Was that the season he was captain?
Yeah. Yeah. Most of the others were... Yeah, and I was involved in captain selection on that. You know, we used to vote, didn't we? Who we wanted as captain, yeah. Most of the others I played with for years and years and years. Obviously, there was my oppo, my right-hand man, Derek, who scored God knows how many tries. But yeah, obviously there was Derek in there. Tally, I remember Paul Taylor. He was already playing at Gloucester when I was still at Widnow Boys. And he turned up with his then girlfriend, and he had a soft top sports car, and he drove about, and it was, you know, something out of bloody Hollywood. And I reminded him of it, obviously. But can I just say that when I was down here watching, I remember the 82 Cup final, the draw with Moseley, and I went to watch it. And the thing that I've always thought afterwards was that following season I came here, and all those players that I paid to watch, was clapping and cheering for, and everything, you know, that goes with it, was playing with. And it was strange, yeah. You know, it was so weird, because this time last year I was supporting you, mate. I was stood in the terraces, or I was in Twickenham, or I was doing this, cheering you on. Now all of a sudden I'm sharing the field. Never said that to them, of course, but that's where my mindset was. It's like, this is like, wow.
Were there any amongst them your particular heroes?
If ever I was asked to name my best Gloucester 15,
I was going to ask you that next.
Well, that won't happen, because there are too many arguments involved, but I will give you two names that no matter where I was playing or who I was playing for or anything like that, I would put on the team sheet straight away. One was John Gadd, so I'll pick a forward, so I've got to pick a back. Moggy, Rich Mogg. I met him once when I was younger. He was a friend of my brother-in-law's. And Rich used to come and play here, or got England B or whatever it was. Always came back to Gloucester to go and see all his Treadworth mates, and they used to drink in the pubs around High Street in Treadworth. And he was a good friend of my brother-in-law's. And I happened to be in the area one night, and he introduced me to him. And he was so nice. And that was it, I left it. Then all of a sudden, I'm sharing a pitch with him. I was like, oh, you know, oh, it's Rich Mogg. And yeah, what a bloke and what a player. Should have had more, but Gloucester was in the, if we're going to pick anybody for England, you've got to be a forward. I think if Moggy would have changed the back row, we'd have got a cap. But yeah, those two are, everybody else is up for argument because they all have their pluses, all have their minuses, in my opinion. I can't get past those two, right. And it stops there.
And why is John Gadd in that pair?
Gaddy was, if you had a nickname, it would be Mr. Consistent, because John was such a good footballer. Hard as nails. If you were in a spot, he'd get you out of it. He was, Rich was the same. If we were stuck on anything, Rich would turn on a bit of magic and we'd be, oh, we're fine. And the same with John. We need this ball. We need this ball to do something. And it was almost as if Gaddy would say, hands up, yeah, I'll do it. Gaddy was just immense, absolutely immense. He's another one that should have been capped, far better than, I'm not going to name names, the people around that era that got capped. Because whenever we played against those people, he wiped the floor with them. Selectors didn't see it. Obviously, they're watching a different game.
Mm. An awful lot of people in the shed would agree with you.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's true that there are standout players, and Gaddy was one of them.
Yeah.
I don't recall Gaddy having a bad game. I can remember Moggy dropping the ball or making the odd mistake, but he was Rich Mogg, he was allowed to. But Gaddy never did that. Didn't do anything like that. Then he got sent off in that cup final. And I know that he was so full of remorse because I know that he felt he let the lads down. But you're John Gadd.
Yeah, the game was gone
matter.
Before he was sent off.
Yeah, oh gosh, yeah.
Yeah.